Welcome back, everyone, to Campfire Tales. Tonight's story is about a husband and wife and their two dogs take a camping trip from Southern California to NorCal up into Oregon. And this camping trip is something that is unexplainable and one that they will never forget. Stay tuned. You're not going to want to miss this. If you're new to the channel, subscribe, click on that bell, and smash that thumbs up and tell a friend. Now, let's get spooky. A potential encounter in Humboldt Redwoods State Park, California, Albee Creek Campground. After reading many of your stories, deciding it was time to share my own potential encounter that happened in July 2015. My wife and I and our two fearless Chihuahua mixed brothers, they have some beagle in them, went on our first camping trip up the California coast and up to Oregon. My wife had never camped in a tent before, and neither had the two dogs. I used to be a hardy camper, but middle age takes over and that sleeping bag is awfully uncomfortable, even with an air mattress. We drove up from Southern California, and our first destination was the Humboldt Redwoods State Park, just off the coast, and it was for just one night before moving on. We were able to snag a camping spot in the Albee Creek Campground there, which had a nice separation between each spot. Each camping site had a bear-proof storage box, campfire ring, and a picnic table. Flush toilets and paid showers around 50 plus yards away. Pretty standard. After setting up our four-person tent, dogs are people, you know, we had time to explore before making dinner over the campfire. Directly behind the tent is an old tree stump, about 3 feet high, from a long-ago chopped tree. My wife leaned against it, and we pondered how long ago this tree was cut. Probably a decade or two ago at least. More on this later. After a fine gourmet steak dinner, you have to live it up, especially since I had Boy Scout acquired cooking skills over the fire from my youth. We cleaned up and stored all food in the bear-proof metal container outside. Inside the tent, the two dogs had their little beds between our sleeping bags. Sometime in the middle of the night, I think it was maybe 2 or 3 a.m. I am not sleeping all that great, trying to find a comfortable position, and my wife nudges me hard and starts whispering that something is touching her. I quietly roll over and saw in the dark that something was touching her head through the tent wall and moving away as it possibly hurt us. This was probably 6 to 10 inches above the ground. She is telling me quietly to go there and see what it was. No way. We had a partial moon that night, so it was dark, but just a bit of light was out, so it was not a completely dark night. I told her to stay quiet and stay still. She had moved away slightly from the tent wall already. The two dogs who bark at any person, dog, cat, squirrel, possum, or raccoon. We have a few animals that visit our little backyard at home, which the dogs bark at, are shivering badly and not making a sound. They are curled up between my wife's legs and trying to get inside her sleeping bag. What great guard dogs, huh? After a short time, we heard something moving away in the leaves gently, but could not tell if it was big or small. We never heard any other sounds or smelled anything. I went out of the tent about 15 to 20 minutes later with my flashlight, and did not see anything, of course. Figured to shine the light all around to let anyone know that I was out of the tent. The neighboring camping trailer was probably about 90 to 100 feet away behind the tree stump I mentioned earlier, partially visible between trees and shrubs. They had no lights on. There was no camping spot in the other direction for a long distance. The people camping across the road were probably about 80 to 100 feet away, and I did not see any lights on theirs either. The next morning was weird. We got no sleep that night, obviously, and we were kind of dragging. I made some coffee and started packing up our gear. We did not see any footsteps on the ground in the area behind the tent, but the soil was hard-packed. But on that tree stump I mentioned earlier was several small polished rocks, river rocks I assumed, that were not there the evening before. Our neighbors next door might have walked through and left them there for some reason. We did not see any kids next door, just a couple of adults, or someone else could have. We stopped by the ranger booth to hand in our camping pass, and I asked the middle-aged gentleman about what types of animals were in the area. He said that bears do wander in on occasion, but it's rare nowadays since they get poached outside of the park quite often. He had not seen a bear or bear scat around the Albee area in a year or two at least. He said that they had the usual deer and some elk not far away nearby, but they rarely come into the campground, the elk. And of course, all of the same usual small mammals such as squirrels, raccoons, and foxes. I asked him if any of these would come near the tent since someone touched my wife through the tent wall. He just smiled and shrugged his shoulders and did not say a word. End of conversation. If it would have been any of those small animals, the two dogs would have gone nuts barking, as they do in our backyard when cats, squirrels, possums, and raccoons walk along the cinder block tall wall, just to torture the dogs, I am sure. So, I make no claims on what happened, but it is not explainable under the circumstances due to the dog shivering in fear, not making a sound, and not barking at whatever it was. I hope you enjoyed the story. Can anyone venture any other ideas besides Sasquatch, since this area is his territory, supposedly? Well, I hope that you guys enjoyed the story tonight. And this sounds like a true encounter. That is my personal opinion, and being from California myself. And I would have to say, the only thing that makes any rational sense would be a Bigfoot. Judging the rocks laid out on the tree stump that was mentioned in the story before, and the fact that it was grabbing at her head. None of the animals mentioned in the story could or would have done something like that and simply just wandered off into the night. You let me know what you guys think in the comments down below. Have a good night, and stay spooky.